Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are still in the middle of the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches, the halachas of carrying on Yontif. And we begin with the very last words on Kuf Mem Aleph Omud Beis with Sif Dalad and Lechaber. And he tells us, Mutter L'taltel Sulam Shel Shovach. You're allowed to go carry a ladder that belongs to a dovecote. A shovach is a dovecote where they used to keep their pigeons, their doves, and birds that they owned, and they would go and use them. So that ladder was to allow them to get up, to get the eggs from the dovecote, or to get the actual doves themselves, or the chicks, and they would use this ladder of the dovecote. And the halacha to the Mechaber tells us it's perfectly permissible to do this on Yontif, as we'll see, with chicks or eggs that are muchan, that were prepared before Yontif and don't have a din of muktzah. And again, we'll point out that today's share goes according to the opinion that says there's muktzah on Yontif. According to the opinion that says there isn't muktzah on Yontif, a lot of today's share doesn't apply. In any event, Mechaber says you're allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Hei, Kidei lito gozolos, as I just said, to go get the pigeons, letzorach yontif, for shechting them on yontif, v'afilo yev shalom yesvel. And even though you could have done this yesterday, you're allowed to do this lechatchila on yontif. And you can move the ladder, mishovach l'shovach. The Mishnah Berurah says, zivkon chavav, v'uadin imo meid b'mok macher. It's lav davka, it has to be in the dovecote. It could be someplace else, it could be in your garage. And you're allowed to take it out from your garage, because it's a very specific ladder for a dovecote, and nobody's going to suspect that you're going to do other work with that ladder. And therefore, shemutu lamido l'shovach. The Mishnah Berurah says, you can take this type of ladder from another dovecoat or even from someplace else and bring it to the dovecoat. That's not a problem. Afilu b'shusarabim. Even you're going to go through a shusarabim. Or if the dovecoat's in the shusarabim. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, wrote Salome, what the Mechaber is telling us here is shashovach rei b'shusarabim. It was very common that the dovecoats were in a public area. Oh, shemavi resulam derech shusarabim. Or as I said, you're carrying the ladder through the Rishas Rabban, no problem. Below Chayshina, we don't worry. Oh, what are people going to say? We're not afraid that people are going to say he's carrying it to do malacha. Why not? These types of ladders were very specific for dovecotes. They weren't used to go paint your roof. They weren't used to go and climb up to get a ball down from a gutter. They were used for dovecotes. They were nikarim, recognizable as such, umiyuchadin, and designated for this. And anybody seeing you carrying that will say, oh, he's going to get pigeons from his dovecote. Nobody would have any suspicion that you're going to carry it to do any other malacha. You're doing the permissible malacha of getting your doves or from the dovecote, and that's allowed. And as I mentioned already, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sheheichin hayonim mibod yom, that you prepared these doves beforehand. Ubiyonim demahani hachana, and it's talking about doves that hachana works for. Not all doves does hachana work for. Apio afanim avorin le'el, and simen tov sadizayin siftes, which we learned previously in Shulchan Aruch, that certain types of doves could be prepared, certain types of doves cannot be prepared. What is the difference? So Deer Shoe footnote number 35 reminds us that when you're dealing with big doves, adult doves that can fly away, and there's no way to keep them captured, so then when you go get them, they're capturing them on Yontif, and that's not allowed. So what we're talking about here, the small doves that can't yet fly, they just hop, and those aren't considered that you have to trap them. They're considered already trapped, and therefore you can be mezamen them before, and you can designate these are the ones that I'm going to use on Yontif. I'm going to shech them, I'm going to use them on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah adds over there, that even if they can fly a little bit, but they can't really fly a lot, and they're very easily captured, so they also have the halachic status of those that can just hop. Now we go weiter. The Mechaber says, as opposed to this dovecote ladder is allowed to be carried, avol sulam shel aliyah, a regular ladder that you use for your attic, which you would use to go and plaster your roof, you'd use it to go and paint the side of your house, to get stuff down from high places, also be tilted that, people are going to think, hey, he's doing stuff that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So there's a Maris Ayin concern here, and you're not allowed to carry such a ladder. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon Chavches, somebody seeing you, Haroa, Yomar, Dilohatiach Gagohu, Metaltu Sulumzeh. Why is he carrying such a ladder? He must be going up to plaster his roof. He must be doing some work someplace. Ukidarko Tomid Bechol, because whenever anybody carries such a ladder on a weekday, that's what they carry it for. And there's a Maris Ayin issue here. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're doing it in the privacy of your own Rishus Hayachid, you still can't carry such a ladder. Why? Because of the famous rule. The Kol Mokum Shasu Mishu Maris Ayin, whenever something is prohibited to be done because of a Maris Ayin concern, somebody's going to see you, and they're going to suspect the worst for you, even if nobody can see you. Afilu B'chadri Chadorim, it's still also. The rabbis said, lo plug across the board. If you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. We don't say you're allowed to do it here, but you're not allowed to do it there. It's a rabbinical restriction because of Maris Ayin. It applies even in the privacy of your own house. Furthermore, because of Poskim, now there are exceptions to that rule, by the way, but that's the general rule. Because of Poskim, the Poskim add that filu below tiltul shovach acher, even not to bring it to another dove coat. Rak la toson mikain ze lekain acher, even to move it within the same dove coat from one nest to another nest. But also shovach gufa in the same dove coat. Gam kein oser. This din was set up by the rabbis because of Maris Ayin. You can't move it even within the same dove coat. Likewise, v'sulamos shem yuchados l'tashmish shebefinim habayis. You have a little step stool, a ladder in your house that you go and get the dishes down from the top shelf that you can't reach by hand. On the talpun also tomin means ovis zul is ovis shekin egdo, and you go and use this all the time in your house. Nobody has a suspicion in this situation that this type of a ladder is used for anything else. So in molichin osam, if you were to go take this to the dovecote, what's the status? Are you allowed to go take this ladder from the house? Not the big ladder that you normally use for the aliyah, but not a dovecote ladder, a different ladder. So yesh deos ben poskim. So here the Mishnah brings down their different opinions. The first opinion is brought down, and you can see this is a Sharat Zion. This in Os Mem Aleph, this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And this opinion is yesh omrim d'shori, that you would be allowed to take the ladder from your house and use it in the dovecote. Why? Because the davka sulam shel aliyah shu gadol, only this special outdoor ladder that you use to go and fix your roof, that is a large ladder, the chazil alos lov legag lesakno, and it reaches up to the roof and will repair, you'll be able to get, climb it up and go and repair stuff on your roof. So there, people will say, chayshina, shem yom latiach, gagu tzar, the guy's going up there to plaster his roof, as opposed to this little kitchen ladder, mashen kin sulam shebabayis, this little ladder in the house. Right, it has two rungs, three rungs, as opposed to the attic ladder has 10 rungs. So this little ladder over here, the Rabbeinu Tam's, the opinion of the Yeshom says, this sulam shebabayis, she'enam ruyim lalo salein l'gai, doesn't reach up to the roof. You can't get up there. Dino kis sulam shel shovach. It has the halachic status like the ladder of the dovecote, which we said is allowed l'chatchila to use. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Taz, over here, you can see this in the Sharat Zion, Os Mem Aleph, brings down the low big cotton uber godul talimilsa. Not like we just explained it, is a large ladder versus a small ladder, but he says, el afilu big dolim, even if it's a large indoor ladder, since miuchodim tomid tashmish habayis, it's set for indoor activities for your house, it's therefore mutter in taking it outside, even if it's larger. And nobody's going to be concerned, according to the Taz, lo chashinon shiyomru latiach gaguhu ditzarav. Nobody's going to say he's going to bring this out there to go and fix his roof. On the other hand, adrabba, metaltel some of the tashmishim atadirin. People assume you're using it for a normal usage, which is in the house or for the dovecote. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that not everybody agrees with this Taz, and read the rest of this Sharat Zion to see different opinions on what the Taz is saying. Is he right or is he wrong? And we have opinions both ways. Fine. That's the first opinion, which is the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, that you can move the indoor ladder, possibly even if it's large according to the Taz, but certainly if it's small according to everybody, you can use that for the dovecote. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. V'yesh machmirim. However, there's a machmir opinion, which is seen in the Sharat Zion Osman Beis. This is the Rav Rabbi Avram that's found in Tosfos. He says, v'yesh machmirim is a, you're not allowed to use such a ladder. V'daitim, his reasoning is as follows. This position's opinion is as follows. D'loi kelu ele besulam shoshovach. The only time it was allowed was the dovecote ladder, because that's a dovecote ladder. Shini karim heim bitzurasim. It's intrinsically recognizable as a dovecote ladder. There was obviously something special about it. That was called the dovecote ladder. And everybody knows that the only reason you're carrying that is for the dovecote. It wasn't used ever for anything else. That's the facts. However, avol, this indoor ladder, lo besula bistam sula. This indoor ladder, that's not so clear, according to Rabbeinu Avram. Not so clear that it's only used for indoors. It could be used for the attic also. And even if it's a small ladder, sometimes you put it near the wall and that has pegs coming out of it, and you'll get up to the first lowest peg, and then you climb up to the roof. So therefore, it could get you up to the roof even if it's small. And therefore, according to the Machmir opinion, the only type of ladder that can move is the Shovach ladder, but not a large attic ladder for sure, and not even a kitchen ladder, even if it's small. That's the machlokus that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. How do we paskin? He says, "Leaning alocha, b'yeshus hayochid, yesh l'smoch l'hokel l'tatul sulam shabbayis." He says you're allowed to go and be mako like the first opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, to be mako for the sulam in the house. However, that's in the house. But in public, you should be machmir. The issue footnote number 36 brings down, what about that you have large ladders inside the house? How do we paskin for that? He didn't say. So the issue footnote number 36 brings down the machlokes. We just had the Shaar Etzion with the Taz and the understanding of the Taz. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to, in different places, say one time like the Taz and one time not like the Taz. He says it's a tzarech iyun. Then he says, Sulamos hamutsuyam bizmanenu. Nowadays, there are ladders, sholem hem legag derech haruba, that people use to go up from a skylight inside the house, and they go up to their roof through a skylight. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that this is not an attic ladder, and you would be allowed to use this. However, he says, if it's a sulam gadol, ha'asul l'sakin sagag, if it's a ladder that people use outside, so then that's an attic ladder, and it applies today, just like it applied then. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chavtes tells us you're not allowed to even move such an attic ladder. However, he says, avo beli tilto, but without moving it, shari lalus olav, you can actually go and climb up on it, as long as you don't move it. And the issue foot number 37 reminds us that we said, what happens if the rungs move or the ladder moves under your weight? That's not a problem. We saw previously, you're relatively makel in that situation. In the issue foot number 37. In any event, if the ladder is in its place, you'd be allowed to go up to it. If you put that such ladder in the dovecote, you'd be allowed to go up on it, laliyoso, olushavacho. You could use it to go up to your attic, or to go up to your dovecote, as long as you're not moving the ladder. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'da the miloshim mechaber mashma lechora." From the simple understanding of the words of the mechaber, it appears the sulam shalaliyah din muktzi yeshlo. It has a din of muktzi. It says you're not allowed to metaltel it. But that's not the way the Vilna Gaon understands it. The Vilna Gaon has a unique understanding over here. The Mishnah says, "Avol hagrua bebeyuro mitzadi de eno muktzi." It's not really muktzi here. Below osur bistam tiltu, and you could actually move it a little bit. That's not a problem. So if it was in your way, you could move it. The only problem here is publicly carrying it. For some purpose. Or moving it for that purpose. That's the problem. But it's actually not muktzah according to the Gra. Interesting. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Lahotzi grav shori, to go take out a chamber pot, to take out a garbage pail, something filled with excrement or some sort of vomit and things like that, ulach zero, and then to bring it back into the house, so you dump it in the outside, and then you want to bring it back inside, so then the Mechaber tells us, kedino b'Shabbos, this is the same thing, Shabbos and Yontif, there's no difference over here, kach dino b'Yontif, as long as it's an Erev on Shabbos, so the same thing would apply Shabbos and Yontif. And what is that then? So the Ramah says, V'ayin le'el in Simen Shincha Sifhei Lamed Hei, where we learned it over there. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Lamed, V'chei Mashi B'vur Shom B'inyon Zeh B'Sif Lamed Dalu B'Sif Lamed Vav. He adds that there are additional statements there, not only in Sif Lamed Hei, but also in Sif Lamed Dalet and Sif Lamed Vav. Gam Kein Shayach B'Ninin O'Linin Yantiv. These same dinim that we learned over there, and those three Sifim and Simen Shinchas apply here as well. What are those? So fortunately, the Dirshu footnotes in number 38, 39, and 40 tell us and reminds us what we learned over there. So Dirshu footnote number 38 tells us that we said, Graf Shari also letautlo in Hilchus Shabbos, unless in Kainhu Nimtza b'mokum shadarbo, if it's in your living room, it's in your bedroom, it's going to disturb you. So then, Mishum Kvodo, because of Kavod, Hitiru letautlo lotzio, then you'll have to go take it outside. However, they didn't allow you to bring it back inside unless you brought it back in with some function. So you filled it up with water or something like that. So then it would be allowed to bring it back inside, but otherwise you shouldn't. Mishnah Berurah added over there that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about begrav ha'asui micheres omyeitz. That's talking about an earthenware type of a garbage pail or a utensil made of wood, but not one that's made out of metal. Dishah foot number 39 brings down, she'asu l'talto kol dover metunof. You're not allowed to carry anything that's disgusting. For example, rei, excrement, or ki, or vomit, v'tzoa, other type of excrement. Ben shalom, ben shal behema, whether it's human or animal waste. Elim kenoyum b'makom shedarsham. You're only allowed to take it out if you're living there. You can't just move it outside. It's outside in the barn, and it, for whatever the reason, you don't want to wait till Sunday to go clear it. You're not allowed to do that. It's not disturbing you. Because only in your house they allowed you to move it because of the cover that you shouldn't have to be with that excrement the entire time. He also brings down the name of Poskim, Shim Omed Lotzeis Mehamokum Shisham. If you're not planning on staying there, it's in your living room right now, but you're just about to leave for shul and you weren't coming back. You go to some friend's house for lunch, you'll stay there the rest of the day. So then, if you're not Osid Lachzor Ad Motzi Shabbos or Achag, if you're not coming back till after Shabbos or after the Chag, so then you're actually not allowed to take it out. Also, the Taltalis Adavra Mos, Kivish Lo Yimas Mephonim, because the only reason was a Heter because of Kavod, and here there's no issue. The issue foot number 40 brings down, you're not allowed to bring something in knowing that it's going to get disgusting, and then you'll be able to take it out. That you're not allowed to do as well. And the Mishnah added, even if it wasn't your intention that that should happen, but you know it's going to happen, then you're not allowed to do this as well. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, "Behei Moshe Mesa B'Yontif." If an animal passes away on Yontif, so it depends. Im Ha'isam Mesukenes Meir of Yontif is already sickly before Yontif, and you expected it to die on Yontif, so then Harizim Mechatel L'Klavim. You'll have to go give it to your dogs. They somehow need you to cut it up. So this is considered Muchan because you expected it to die, and therefore you can go chop it up and feed it to your dogs. Not Muksa, not a problem. However, Vim Lo'isam Mesukenes, but if it wasn't sickly and it was perfectly healthy, so you didn't expect it to die on Yontif, so then Afal B'Shoy Tzocholot, even if it was a little bit sick. Still, you didn't expect it to die, so even if it was a little bit sick, hareza muktzah. It is considered muktzah, and therefore, v'lo yizizena mimakoma. You're not allowed to move it at all. You can send your dogs there to eat it, but you're not allowed to move this muktzah item. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, and he says, the me'erev yontiv daitei lo, when it was a sickly animal, it was so sick that you expected it to die, so therefore your mind was on it. Kiven shikrov lemisa, and it's near death, and therefore you can go and feed it to your dogs. You can even chop it up. You can cut it up. That's only if the dogs can't eat it without you chopping it up. Let's say it's puppies, they don't have big teeth. If they're able to eat the nevela as is, you're not allowed to just go stomp cut it up. You can't do extra work on yontif, as we've already learned as well. And it's brought down the name of the Achronim. Therefore, if it's not sickly so much before, and if it was a little bit sick, but you didn't expect it to die, Sivkot Lama Gimu, V'lo Yizizena Mekomi, now let it move. The Mishbur explains, V'lo Yesh Omen, V'simin, Tav Tzadihei, D'muk Tzushar B'yantif, and as I mentioned at the beginning of this year, here we see it again, that this is all according to the opinion that there's muktzah, which is the Mechaber's opinion that we learned previously. But the Ramah in Simin Tav Tzadihei brought down that he doesn't hold for muktzah on yantif, the Mekel opinion, so then, Afil Bibriya, even if it's perfectly healthy, Shemesa, and it dies, Gam Kain Shari. You're allowed to move it because there's no Muktzah on Yontif, according to this opinion. Ken Kasev Amogin Ram. This is the Amogin of Ram's stay in this. Vulifi Divri Abachabel El and Simon Shin Chav Dalit Siv Zayin. And this is what we learned previously in Shin Chav Dalit Siv Zayin. Ukvar Kasav Nusham, and it says over there, in the Mishnah Berurah, Das Achokin brings down this Machlokis, the Bibriya Shalohiyola. Asukia daite, with a healthy animal that you had absolutely no suspicion that it would die, then everybody, even the opinion says there's no muktzah on yontif, lukuliyam also still would say it's muktzah. Why? The chigrogros would smoke in dami. This is our famous raisins and dried figs that are totally out of your mind. You were makatsa them. You put them up on the roof to dry out, and they're not edible right now, so you were makatsa them, the muktzahem, and therefore the muktzah, lukuliyam, even according to the opinion says there's no muktzah. But this is only the dafka boy sechole shari leman de lesli muktza, and it's only if it was sick. Then this opinion that it was a little bit sick says it's not muktza. But otherwise, if it was totally healthy, then you wouldn't be allowed to. And he says further, look in the bir halacha, and the bir halacha over here brings down. It's mashma from this in the dibra mashma apel pishoy sechole. So he says mashma yiloshin zeh de leman de lesli muktza shari bechole. The one who doesn't know for muktza allows it for a chole. The Graz, however, brings down the muktzah is a chomer tvei, because this muktzah is more chomer because it's like nolad. And the mi'akarash, I saw chaya, I saw medes l'klavim, v'achshav medes l'klavim. When it was alive, it wasn't roi for the klavim. Now it's roi for the klavim. It suddenly died, and therefore, even according to the Ramah that said that there is no muktzah b'nolad naginim lasar, there is a din of nolad and gam bazer osur. It would be osur. And ein l'haka rak b'sukenes. He says the only way that we should paskin here, he says, is only if it was sickly. Then you can use it. In the previous bir halacha, dibra maskin moisa m'sukenes, he brings down that this opinion that we said that if it's m'sukenes, then everybody says you can use it. That's not everybody. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskin, like the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rush, the three pillars that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's a trifecta. All of them agree, and therefore that's how we paskin. But the Bach disagrees and says nochel hachmir af m'sukenes. He says you should be machmir like Rashi in the Razah. Not everybody agrees with the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rush, but the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Lanias Dati, you don't have to follow this Bach. He says, the poskim over here, paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no muktzah. And certainly, you have the Rift, the Rush, and the Rambam, so even though there's a machlokus here, the Stam opinion was like the Mekel opinion, and that's how we paskin. With this, we conclude today's shir.